Yo Gen Z, Riley Hart here, back at it again with another daily dose of self-care that's actually going to hit different. Let's be real, we're all swimming in a sea of pressure, school, social media, trying to figure out life while looking fly if. It's enough to make your head spin, right? So today, we're diving deep into something crucial for surviving this wild ride. Self-compassion. Yeah, I know, it sounds kinda mushy, but trust me, this ain't no Hallmark movie. This is about treating yourself like the goddamn queen or king. You are, even when things go sideways. Ever felt like you're constantly failing? Like a broken record playing not good enough on repeat? We've all been there. It's easy to fall into the trap of harsh self-criticism, but it's seriously toxic, fam. It messes with your mental health, your confidence, and basically everything in between. So how do we break free from this negativity spiral? Simple. Shower yourself with some damn compassion. Think about it like this: you wouldn't rip into your bestie for messing up, right? You'd be there to offer a shoulder to cry on and remind them that everyone stumbles sometimes. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves way harder than anyone else? That needs to change stat. Self-compassion means treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer your best friend. It's about acknowledging your struggles without beating yourself up, recognizing your imperfections is part of what makes you unique, and remembering that you're worthy of love and care, even when you mess up. Sounds pretty damn radical, right? Here's the tea. Self-compassion isn't just some feel-good concept, it's backed by science. Studies show that people who practice self-compassion are less stressed, more resilient, and have better mental health overall. Thus, they tend to be kinder, more empathetic, and even more successful in their endeavors. So basically, being nice to yourself can lead to a whole lot of awesomeness. Think about it like this: you wouldn't expect your car to run smoothly without regular maintenance, right? Same goes for your mental health. Self-compassion is like the oil change for your mind. It keeps things running smoothly, prevents burnout, and helps you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace. Okay, let's get real. I know what some of you are thinking, Riley, this sounds great in theory, but how the heck do I actually practice self-compassion? Don't worry, fam, I got you covered. Start by ditching those inner critic vibes. Next time you catch yourself saying something mean to yourself, pause and challenge that thought. Is it really true? Would you say that to a friend? Probably not. So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Instead, try replacing those harsh thoughts with something kinder and more supportive. Remember, you're human and humans mess up. It's part of the deal. Embrace your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Think about the time you totally bombed a presentation or aced a test. How did you treat yourself in those moments? Did you give yourself a pep talk or a major scolding? Chances are, the way you handled the situation says a lot about your self-compassion. If you're constantly putting pressure on yourself to be perfect, then chances are you're not giving yourself much room for error. That can lead to anxiety, stress, and even burnout. But here's the thing. Self-compassion doesn't mean being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It means holding yourself accountable while also recognizing that you're doing your best. It's about finding that sweet spot between striving for excellence and being kind to yourself along the way. Remember, you're worthy of love, respect, and kindness starting with yourself. So ditch the self-criticism, embrace your imperfections, and treat yourself like the amazing human being you are. Listen up, Gen Z. You're not alone in this crazy ride cold life. We all have moments where we feel overwhelmed, stressed, or like we're just not good enough. But here's the truth bomb. Self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. So stop beating yourself up and start treating yourself with the love and care you deserve. Remember, you got this. Now go out there and rock your world, knowing that you're worthy, capable, and loved even when things get tough. Don't forget to hit me up on social media, tell me what resonates, and share your self-care wins. And if this episode lit a fire under your soul, smash that subscribe button, rate it 5 stars, and tag your squad. Let's spread the self-compassion love. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.